The Pacific Salmon Processors Association, or PSPA, is expected to take over the MSC label from the Alaska Salmon Processors Association. That's according to a joint statement from both groups. The transition is expected to happen in October. PSPA President Glenn Reed says he expects the new group to include most of those who had formerly left the MSC certificate and sought to get back in earlier this month. That includes Trident, Ocean Beauty, Icicle, Peter Pan, and a handful of others, most of whom left the original group several years ago and sought to rejoin this spring to provide more markets for their product.
We're anticipating that it's going to be most of those that have expressed interest over the last month, and if so, it would be somewhere in the neighborhood, I think, of about 30 different companies.
ASPA Executive Director Rob Zuanich says he expects the processors who are part of the client group, including his company Silver Bay Seafoods, which has helped lead the organization, to stick with the new group. Earlier this month, PSPA attempted to break the gridlock between the processors and the existing group and those wishing to join by applying for its own MSC certificate. It will no longer do so. ASPA agreed to the transfer to end that gridlock and what Zuanich says had become a divisive issue for the industry.
I think with the announcement by PSPA to start a new group and a new assessment, we thought it was just in the best interest of the industry to consolidate activities and put this matter behind us.
Reed says that by taking over the existing client group, all processors are ensured access to MSC markets next summer, rather than risking that the new group isn't certified in time. Adding MSC's blue label to salmon packaging doesn't come cheap for processors who wish to do so. Reed says he doesn't know exactly how PSPA will divvy up the cost.
Our goal is to have an equal cost-sharing basis, either equal in some sort of unit of measure. I think in the past, if you go back far enough, they had somewhere between maybe two or three categories of if you process this many pounds, you were at this level, or a range of tonnage, you were at a different level. I think that there's also some consideration of just doing it by weight. There may be other considerations, but the cost-sharing basis will be equal for all members that choose to join.
Zuanich says the old group is not asking the new group to reimburse it for prior costs associated with the certificate, but that the new group will be responsible for new costs going forward.
The new client group will not be responsible for maintaining the annual surveillance audits on the current certificate.
The current certificate applies to most, but not all, of Alaska's salmon fisheries. Prince William Sound is excluded. Reed says that'll stand for now, but could change in the future. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.